Hello, I'm William Naylor, editor of Bedford and District Audio News, BDAN for short. If you were listening last week, you already know that it was our final issue. We're closing down, which is sad. We've been producing our weekly audio newspaper since 1978. That's 47 years of us reading out news stories from local printed papers like The Times and Citizen, Beds on Sunday, and others that are no longer in existence. If you're blind or sight impaired, it's difficult to get local news, by which I mean really local Bedford news rather than the regional TV and radio coverage. So up and down the country, talking newspapers sprang up to provide a vital service, reading out those local news stories and sending recordings to people with low sight or no sight at all. Bedford and District Audio News, BDAN, was established in 1978 by the late Cyril Humphreys and his wife Phyllis. Inspired by a television programme about talking newspaper groups, Cyril found that no such service existed in the Bedford area, so he and his wife decided to establish a group themselves. On Thursday, the 18th of May 1978, the first BDAN audio news tape was recorded on compact cassette with just 12 listeners taking the tapes. This figure grew rapidly, helped in no small way by the former Bedfordshire County Council supplying a list of people with sight difficulties. Within 6 months, over 100 people were receiving the tapes. Kempston Library was by now the recording location, the first of many studio spaces used since, including a local school, religious building, and above a local taxi office. Our most recent studio location was in the Quaker Meeting House in Lansdowne Road. In 1990, BDAN became a registered charity, which we still are today. Listener numbers increased. 223 by 1988, rising to 240 in 1992, 280 in 1993, and 316 in 1995. Of course, this meant we needed more volunteers, readers, recording engineers, sorters and helpers to record the news stories, transfer them to cassette tapes, later to CDs and memory sticks, and put them in the post to our listeners. They did that every week, apart from during the Christmas break, for 47 years. And every time the charity had to move a studio location, the committee had to find and furnish alternative accommodation, whilst producing the weekly recordings and, of course, raising funds. Because there were always costs involved, like rent, recording equipment, cassettes and CDs. Fortunately, we didn't have to pay for postage, thanks to the Post Office Free Articles for the Blind service. Still, like any charity, we had to go out and raise money. As well as flag days and collections, talks were given to local groups and societies, such as school and church organisations, and the Women's Institute. And we had generous support from groups like St John's Hospital Trust and the Rotary Club of Bedford Park. I got involved after hearing a BDAN speaker at a Rotary meeting. In 1997, BDAN celebrated its 1,000th edition, and it entered its 20th year of operation with over 300 listeners. A new decade and century dawned, and with it, the growth of the internet. In December 2004, we launched our website, which notched up its 7,000th hit in February 2012. Little did we realise how dependent we would eventually become on the World Wide Web. It hadn't been invented back in 1978, when we had to rely on cassette tapes and the post office as a way of sharing our recordings with our listeners. In 2010, digital recording was introduced and cassettes were eventually phased out to be replaced by memory sticks and CDs. And then came COVID. Suddenly our readers couldn't record in the same room and our helpers couldn't come in to copy and post the memory sticks and CDs. Our Lansdowne Road studio was suddenly off limits. It made its last recording on the 20th of March 2020, and we were faced with the complete closure of BDAN. But thanks to the extraordinary efforts of one person, that didn't happen. Steve Eaton, the studio manager, somehow found enough local news and used a combination of electronically generated voices and one or two real ones reading from home to ensure that not a single issue of the paper was missed. He even continued to copy and send CDs to our listeners until they were replaced by an online service which could be heard on Alexa and the BDAN website. My job was to collect the news from online papers like Bedford Independent, Bedford Today and the local BBC website, edit the stories and send them to a team of readers who recorded them at home using their smartphones. They then sent their recordings to Steve, who combined and uploaded them to a weekly podcast. We had listeners all over the world, but sadly, not enough in Bedford. Too many of our original local listeners found it hard to adapt to an online service. And because we lost most of our volunteers during the pandemic, there could be no return to sending out CDs and memory sticks. So unfortunately, we've reached the end of the road. We hope, though, that others will come along and provide a new service sometime in the future. If so, we are ready to help. For now, on behalf of our chairman, David Mitchell, our producer, Steve Eaton, our readers and helpers, past and present, our committee and trustees, I would like to say thank you to everyone who has helped us, supported us financially, and listened to us during the last 47 years. It's been our pleasure to be of service. Goodbye. Oh, and before you go, if you'd like to get in touch with us, send us an email. Our address is mail@bdan.org.uk.